And 6:06, it is overcast, 52 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high today of 61. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. While not using the term, Oklahoma Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman indicates any major tax cuts in Oklahoma would need to be revenue neutral.
It would be challenging, in my opinion, just pass a tax cut and we're adding on to our $170 million shortfall, so you tack on another $50 or $60 million, so it just means more cuts for other agencies.
Governor Fallon has proposed a tax cut, and so have members of the Oklahoma House. Bingaman says it's too early to say how much support those measures will have. Groups that oppose pension reform plans proposed in the Oklahoma legislature are planning a rally today at the state capitol. Officials say firefighters, nurses, social workers, teachers, corrections officers, public employees, and others will gather at the state capitol later today to protest plans that they say will gut the public employee pension system. Oklahoma lawmakers are looking at legislation that would make changes to the Oklahoma Constitution. It is called the Right to Farm. It is sponsored by State Representative Scott Biggs.
Basically, it puts to the people a constitutional amendment allowing the people of Oklahoma to vote on whether or not they want to have the ability to ensure that farmers and ranchers moving forward have the right to use modern farming practices.
However, there is also concern because no one knows for sure what the farming industry will be like in the future. Ronald McDonald houses in Tulsa and Oklahoma City get food from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And the Bureau's Kitty Beavers was fixing dinner.
We are cooking good beef for tacos. We're going to have taco spread. We're going to have the tacos, and they can fix their own any way they like.
The Ronald McDonald houses routinely have guest chefs that prepare evening meals for those staying at the houses. One person is dead in an overnight mobile home fire in North Tulsa. The discovery was made just about 2 hours ago near Pine and North Yale at a mobile home park. Remember last year's lengthy mayoral race here in Tulsa? It seemed to drag on forever. Well, there has been talk of condensing that schedule. However, City Councilor G.T. Bynum has now changed his position. He says the races will demand more attention in the future because they will fall in presidential election years.
The mayoral election we had last year was an anomaly compared to what we will have in future years because it wasn't held in a presidential election year, which future mayoral elections will be.
Mayor Bartlett has said in the past that he would like to see the election cycle shortened, feeling that the June primary and the November general election need to be closer together. The University of Tulsa will receive one of 12 grants as part of a project to develop solar energy technology. It provides low-cost power when the sun is not shining. The University of Tulsa will receive $1.7 million. This radio station is owned by TU. Our weather forecast, a wind advisory, decreasing clouds, windy and mild today. We will have a high of 61. Tonight it'll be clear and cold, down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, it should be the warmest day of the week for us. We'll reach a high tomorrow afternoon of 69. On Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny during the day, but then we do have a chance of some evening storms at a high of 67. On Thursday, the storms come to an end, and we will have a high of 63. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Right now, at 610, it is overcast and 52. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.